Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the White House. Joe and I could not be more honored to welcome you all here today on behalf of President and Mrs. Obama. Each of you, like members of our military, veterans, and their families across the nation and the world, has dedicated your life to this country. We are grateful to each of you. I want to offer a very special welcome to the wounded warriors joining us here today. We salute. We salute all of you today, service members, caregivers, families, and especially the 28 warriors who will spend the next 3 days riding on bicycles and wheelchairs to Annapolis. As you circle this lawn and ride out of the White House gate, know that we will be cheering for you every mile of your journey. Thank you for your service, your courage, and for your sacrifices for our country. Thank you on behalf of a grateful nation. And now I'd like to introduce my husband, our Vice President, Joe Biden.
Thank you very much, Jill. Mr. Secretary, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, General Rick Shinseki, our National Security Advisor, Jim Jones, is going to be taking that three-day trip with you all. Tammy Duckworth as well, our Assistant Secretary of Public and Governmental Affairs of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Representative John Salazar, I'm told, is here. And Steve Nardozzi, the Executive Director of the Wounded Warrior Project. You've started a great thing, Steve, and we're honored that to be with you. And Chris Carney, the founder of the Soldier's Ride. We are truly delighted and honored to be here. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting some of the guys that are getting off in this ride today, and I know from having done this before and occasionally being where they are, the last thing you want to hear as you're about to go on a three-day ride is a speech from a politician, even if he is the vice president. So I'm going to make this short. Your losses to most Americans are incomprehensible, but what's even more unfathomable to Americans is your courage. You have no idea, I expect, that what an inspiration you are to all Americans. The fact of the matter is, to me, it's pretty simple. You define, and I mean this in a literal sense, you define who we are as a country. You're the heart and the soul and the spine of this country. And I must tell you what everyone in this lawn shares this view, I'm sure. You not only let us know what we should be, you're showing us that we can be anything we want to be. And for that, I thank you on behalf of my children and my grandchildren and all Americans. We love you. We admire you. We owe you. And now we're going to get you started. Where's that? As long as you don't push it in my ear. My wife's saying, wait a minute, stand back. I'm ready. Riders ready? Go get them, guys. Go get them, man. Go, Dad.